in a meeting or something, because I'm not used to briefings being a full house. But we do appreciate and thank you for coming to listen to us expanding on how we'll see 2025 progressing and how we'll hold departments accountable. My name is Bomoto Ethia Ramiloven. I'm the Portfolio Committee Chair of Correctional Services. Let me firstly congratulate the Department of Correctional Services for having achieved a passer rate of 96.2% of the matric results of all inmates that were doing matric in our facilities. The overcrowding in correctional centers. Overcrowding is a problem of the whole peace and security cluster. It's not a correctional service matter only. Currently, the department houses around 156,000 of inmates, with only 105 474 approved bed spaces. And this, it's a stats that we've done 2023-2024 financial year. So while yet as the portfolio committee to receive an updated number, it should be, or it could be more than this number just indicated for. And this contributes to an overcrowding rate of 48% in the previous financial year. The department is also responsible for 55,776 remand detainees, which contributes 36% of the total prison population. This stat as well could be more, as I've indicated, it's for the 2023-2024 financial year. We still need to be given an updated stats of the remand detainees, including the inmate population in our facilities. A number of issues which contributes to this problem of overcrowding includes inmates who have been given bail but are unable to pay. We've seen this with the Colesberg Correctional Facility, where we had a number of inmates who would have received bail of less than 500 rands or bail of less than 1,000 rands, but still could not be able to manage to pay that bail. Vis-a-vis what the department is paying for each inmate being in a facility, it's something that requires us to ponder on. Remand detainees who have been detained without the option of bail as well. We have an influx of those, of inmates who would have been taken to correctional facilities, but they are yet to receive bail. And this would be years, some of them. Court disapproval on the Section 63A application due to the nature of the crime committed, or would be previous criminal records and the involvement in gangs or criminal syndicates in crimes, states patients who should be in mental institutions but are instead incarcerated in correctional centers. This is a matter that we've been in engagement with the Department of Health, including the Portfolio Committee of Health. So it's a matter that as the Portfolio Committee we are going to prioritize to make sure that there is bilaterals between the two departments, including the two portfolio committees, to try and find mitigation of mental health patients being in correctional facilities instead of hospitals. The huge number of foreign nationals in our facilities, this is a dire concern that the department is facing in centers. How do the department address the issue of overcrowding? The department is implementing an eight-pronged strategy that includes, amongst others, managing levels of awaiting trials, detainees through the IGS case management task team, and intersectoral committee on child justice. Managing levels of sentenced offenders by improving the use of community correction supervision, release of parole, and transfer between correctional centers to establish some degree of evenness and overcrowding in all our centers. Encouraging debate in South Africans about the value of incarceration as a sentence, and encouraging appropriate sentences that is focused on more on rehabilitation. On self-sufficiency and offender labor, in response to the continuing budget cuts, the Department of Correctional Services is implementing its self-sufficiency and sustainability framework. This framework has allowed the department to demonstrate innovative revenue generation and sustainability while contributing to the local economic development using its own resources and offender labor. In addition, the framework has made a positive contribution to the department's mandate on rehabilitating offenders in their care. The portfolio committee is pleased with the outcomes of this initiative and has witnessed during our oversight, which we had in Gauteng, to various correctional centers. The 2023-24 financial year marked the third year of the implementation of the self-sufficiency and sustainability framework, which aims to increase work opportunities for offenders and equip them with market-related skills as part of their rehabilitation and preparation for successful reintegration back into our communities. In the 2023-24 financial year, the department reported a revenue generation of 233 million that they've generated revenue out of the self-sufficiency programs. The committee encourages the department to further optimize operation at this production workshop to further improve on the self-sufficiency and sustainability on revenue generation. In other correctional centers, the department uses offender labor for some of the day-to-day maintenance and renovation of their facilities. For instance, in Hoshi Mamuru, the department used offender labor to renovate, tile, and paint the office of the commissioner, including his house. For non-national offenders, at the end of March 2024, the department incarcerated 22,612 foreign national inmates, 690 of whom are serving life sentences. The department spends just under 500 per day per offender in all correctional facilities. And this stat as well is yet to be updated. It's a 2024 one, which we have received as a portfolio committee last year. We are yet to receive a new updated stats, so the numbers could be more. In October, the committee undertook an oversight visit in Gauteng. Those who were part of the oversight would have known, and those who would have heard on radio stations, that we did a number of correctional facilities in Gauteng. Viansport, Johannesburg Correctional Facility, which is known as formerly known as Sun City, Modape Correctional Facility. And amongst others, when we went to Viansport, we had about, I think it's a juvenile center, yes, where around 525 male offenders were incarcerated in that facility. Out of the 525, 400 are foreign nationals. So only 125 were South Africans, male offenders. It's a youth correctional facility. The committee also found 2,912 foreign national inmates in Modape Correctional Facility. While we were in Hoshi Mamuru Correctional Facility, there were 2,394 foreign nationals. And in Johannesburg Correctional Facility, which is formerly known as Sun City, we have found 4,709 foreign national inmates. This was an oversight that we did last day in October. So the numbers could increase or decrease as a norm. On issues of contraband flooding into correctional centers is a serious concern, particularly as the number of investigations and the number of officials disciplined does not correlate to one another. With the amount of contraband found in each management area or facilities, for instance, in the Johannesburg management area, 1,393 cell phones were confiscated between July and September 2024, but only 48 formal disciplinary posts or cases have been registered, 84 investigations conducted, and 25 suspensions being implemented. In Hoshi Mamuru, 1,700 cell phones were confiscated as well. And they were found between April and September 2024. While in Lobok, 63 cell phones were found between May and July Like I indicated, these are stats of last year, and these are stats that we found when we did our oversight visit in Gauteng last year in October. So the numbers, based on the rates that the Portfolio Committee would have encouraged the department to continue with, so the numbers could add more in confiscated contravents, or it might be less if there were stringent measures that have been put by the department to mitigate smuggling of contravents. But we are yet to get an updated plan on the department on how they're going to mitigate smuggling of contravents when we meet or pursue our program as the Portfolio Committee. We have a planned oversight as the Portfolio Committee on the 24th to the 28th of February. Our target for the oversight would be KwaZulu-Natal. I would not be able to give you like how Honorable Mola would have given you the target of which areas will go for oversight in KZN, which facilities we're going to meet. We do have a plan. I believe in unannounced visits. Hence, we will not be able to disclose. Because if we do disclose there, the department is going to prepare for us. And when it prepares for us, we are unable to get the raw of things that are currently happening in our facility. We did an unannounced visit last year in one of the centers in Gauteng, which is in Bosberg. What we found was a good facility that is well run. But those who have not done an unannounced, for instance, in Mudambe, there was a collapse of systems, which we had requested that there must be consequence management and more systems be put in that facility. We have a kitchen that was not running, so meaning Bosberg facility, the kitchen was done in Mudambe's kitchen. Was non-functional. No one, it was bad in such an instance that it was closed down. So cooking process of inmates was done in Bosberg. So Bosberg facility will be the one that is responsible to make sure that they cook for inmates of Mudambe and ferry the food there. So we are yet to also go back and get a proper report regarding Bosberg's sport kitchen and Mudambe on how far the department is. This falls under infrastructural matters that the department is yet to appear before the Portfolio Committee and be able to take us through on all of those. Infrastructure is a challenge to all across department. It's not only the correctional service that has a problem with infrastructure, but we have encouraged the department that it must use offender labor to deal with day to day. And so far out of that, a lot of things are in progress. Because we can't be reliant on the Department of Public Works. It has seen, it has not yet produced what we require in departments, and this is based on the Bavian Sport Kitchen. There has been a service provider appointed by Public Works, but upon receiving the kitchen on completion, it was a total different story. No one can be. Even the health service will not allow you to be able to cook anyone's food in that kitchen. So therefore, we have encouraged the department to find other measures or find other ways to be able to deal with infrastructural problems or issues that emanate in correctional facilities outside being reliant to public works. So, as I indicated, the planned oversight visit will be between the 24th and the 28th of February. It will be in KZN, but facilities that are identified will not yet be disclosed. Until we have agreed which facilities will be doing unannounced and which ones will be doing the normal visit where the department equally knows. Until such time, the team that is led by Marva and Raja will communicate to all media houses on the ones that is not unannounced. On the unannounced ones, I don't know how we're going to work around it, but you will eventually know. But one of the reasons we're doing unannounced is that we need to get a real depth of what's happening in correctional facilities outside being reliant on the reports that we get in the Portfolio Committee. And I want to reiterate this. The plan program of this year in the Portfolio Committee, it will try to get all plans, all action plans that the departments need to adhere to that they've not been doing, and there will be accountability to the portfolio committee as per seen as last year. We had encountered some few hiccups or issues last year where the minister refuses to take accountability to the portfolio committee. But we are putting our foot down this year that there will be accountability. And if matters need to be escalated to the speaker and the president, we would do so as the portfolio committee. I thank you.
Thank you very much.